Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herm Wehmeyer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Herm Wehmeyer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second. The right fielder, Carmen Morrow. Batting third. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowry. The throw from Owen and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek takes first base on ball four. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wyrostek moves to second. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is called out on strikes. One out. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow bunts towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Littlewiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor fires to first and has Stahlkup trapped. There's the throw to Smalley who tags Stahlkup for the out. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. Owen drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Howell out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko takes first base on ball 4. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pavko. The throw from Howell and he is out, Adams applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now playing left field. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wyrostek hits a fly ball into right field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Littwiller moves to third. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrow takes first base on ball 4. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morrow moves to second. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards short. Stahl Cup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehmeyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams bunts towards the mound. Minner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wehmeyer moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowry bunts towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. Wehmeyer moves to third. Adams moves to second. One out. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirostek hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wehmeyer scores. Adams scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Littwiller takes first base on ball 4. Adcock moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adcock scores. Littwiller moves to third. It's 3-0, Reds. Johnny Vandermeer now pitching. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stahlcup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pavko hits a line drive into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 1 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wirostek. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Karl Sawatzki pinch hits for Johnny Vandermeer. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a fly ball into center field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Hiller now pitching. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wehmeyer hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman now playing center field. Johnny Wirostek now playing right field. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Morrow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terwilliger moves to second. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wemeyer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wemeyer. Terwilliger scores. Morrow moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Reds. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Morrow moves to third. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 2 in the game. Serena hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a line drive into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker pinch hits for Frank Hiller. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards short. Stahl Cup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morrow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Monk Dubiel now pitching. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 3 in the game. Howell is called out on strikes. One out. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wehmeyer takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Wehmeyer for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahl Cup fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Jeffcoat moves to second. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Bill Serena. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jeffcoat moves to third. Pafko moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Smalley strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.